When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're also right next to the Hall of State. Now, Hall of State, you're going to want to swing in there this year because there's a very interesting demonstration going on. It's an attempt at a Guinness World Record, actually, for card stacking. Like playing cards. You ever make like a, you know, a little card
a little house
tower,
of cards,
little house
or
of cards.
Like
right, playing cards. And the best in the business, Brian Berg, he's with us right now. And he'll be in the Hall of State attempting to set a Guinness World Record. He's with us right now. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I'm looking at this. You have just,
during the last few minutes,
you built a seven-level card tower, and then just, I guess, showing off, you put a bottle of water on top of it.
And the table is shaking a little bit, and that thing ain't moving.
It was a great seismic zone you two provided for me to be working.
Yeah, absolutely.
You told me earlier, I mean, you've been out here off and on. First time you were out here was almost 20 years ago. You've been doing this a while.
Yeah, I was a much younger form of myself back then.
Weren't we all? How'd this start? How'd you get into this?
My grandfather was the one that really introduced me to card stacking. He wasn't a card builder. And actually, way back in the day, he lived here in Dallas and ran the Chalk Hill Theater. And but anyway, he was really a card player in his spare time. So when we would go, you know, see the grandparents, he was playing cards. And then between card games, he was building a small card house. Not even, you know, as tall as what we have here. And it would eventually fall, and he'd say choice words, and that would be the end of it. But that was my introduction. And then, you know, fast forward, I'm a trained architect. A lot of people think that my ability to do this is because I, you know, have that background. But the reality is that the cards are kind of what inspired me to go that direction. But then the cards derailed my would-have-been-more-normal life because a college buddy of mine put up cardstacker.com in about 1994 when I didn't even know what a website was. And then I just started getting inquiries from, like, all over the world. And here I am.
Here you are.
What's the record you're attempting to set here?
Okay, so many, many moons ago when I was here, I captured the... Well, I already held it, but I just kind of... made it a notch taller, the tallest house of cards. So the one that we built was 26 feet tall.
Wow.
And Here, I actually, you know, we'll see how the time goes, because building the world's largest house of cards isn't really like, it's kind of a hard way of saying it. It's not really a hard thing to do. It's just a time-consuming thing. Bet. So it's like, you know, are there enough hours in the day? So we'll see how it goes, but I'm making a collection of Texas landmarks. So we've got the UT Tower Building.
Oh, nice.
Cotton Bowl, Alamo, Hall of State, the State House, to name a few, and we'll see how many of those I get done. But right now I'm building the UT Tower, and it's kicking my butt because I made it a little bigger than I should have. But I always prevail. Just have to put in the time.
What's the key here? Like, is there one thing that maybe, I guess, the key to card stacking that to keep it balanced and whatever?
A steady hand.
Besides that.
Not even that. You should see how much coffee I drink.
That's true, yeah.
And the table is, in this case, you guys have got it moving pretty good. But really the secret is, it's just kind of the methodology of how I do it. Everything I set up is kind of in a honeycomb formation. Think like, you know, corrugated cardboard, for example, is just three little layers of, you know, garbage almost, but the way it's put together, it becomes very strong. So it's really a matter of how I'm setting the cards up that allows them to be as strong as they are. And there's no tape, there's no glue, the cards are not bent or folded in any way. So it's a legitimate house of cards. And then we're behind, you know, big sheets of glass, and I think that everyone thinks that the glass is there to you know, keep any little draft of wind. So that's kind of the great illusion, is that everyone thinks it's really fragile. Like, oh, you know, you throw a coin in there that you would destroy it. But the reality is that every seven decks of cards is a pound of paper. And if you've ever, you know, moved, you know, banker's boxes of your old taxes or books around, you realize how heavy paper is. So a lot of these buildings that I make, you know, weigh 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds. And they're just not what they appear to be, except for the uppermost floors are quite fragile.
What's your biggest enemy? Is it the air conditioning vents?
My own clumsiness. No, really. I mean, I have to. Those who know me will tell you that they find it to be a miracle that I actually do this, because I just dropped my shirt on the floor as we were standing here. So I have to look and then move, look and then move. I'm always being really careful where my feet are, or, you know, you turn around to grab some cards just to make sure you don't, you know, bump something. So I guess that's really the biggest enemy. And then for me, the hardest part is just always I tend to. You know, try to do the maximum. So I always end up, you know, working huge days and getting
so myself. Time is also an enemy.
Yeah, in a way it is, yeah.
All right, what are we going to do with this now?
We're
going to leave it here? We're going to blow it? We're going to go like this?
We're going to have a
quake.
See, look at that. Look at that.
Here we go.
And, oh, perfect.
Down.
And it went straight down.
Straight down.
Yeah, that is exactly like a demolition.
Yep.
Yeah, I would have expected it to tip over and
fall.
It just all went the cards straight down. Everywhere. It went straight down.
You know, and on that note, on the final day, I think is probably when we'll do it, but we'll have a massive leaf blower implosion.
There you go.
And that is always kind of cool, because I think people, when they see it going up, they're still, even though they watch me doing it, they can't quite imagine that it's real.
Yeah, it's glued or anything like that.
The leaf blower bit kind of solves that.
I love it. Card stacker Brian Berg, the best that ever did it. He is at the State Fair of Texas. He's in the Hall of State, going to be working the duration of the fair, getting this together. So stop by and say hello. Brian, thank you so much for stopping by here.
All right. Thanks for having me,
man.
Thanks.
Good luck.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff Event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.